Welcome, and thank you for joining us on this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, in the United States. From Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa, tune in via Ashtar 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Or join us anytime and from anywhere in the world online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Jordan sends medical aid to hospitals in Palestine. In environment news, China gets serious about cleaning up its waterways. In education news, literacy rate is on the rise for Afghan women. In humanitarian news, Reality Cares raises awareness of important issues of our times. In energy news, ocean currents are being turned into power for 5,000 homes. All this and more right here on Supreme Master Television.
Today in history, in 2001, the United Nations General Assembly unanimously adopted September 21st as a permanent day for the International Day of Peace. The purpose of the International Day of Peace, according to the UN proclamation, is to promote the ideals of peace and to commemorate and strengthen the ideals of peace both within and among nations. Some of the activities that celebrate the International Day of Peace include the ringing of the peace bell at UN headquarters, the awarding of the UNESCO Prize for Peace Education, and peace vigils around the world. May God especially bless our planet Earth with peace, love, and harmony on this day, International Peace Day.
From the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association from Nicaragua. Hurricane Felix, a Category 5 hurricane, caused great disaster and misfortune for the Nicaraguan people. Out of deep concern, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately contributed $20,000 for relief aid. Our association's relief team purchased an equivalent of $290,000 of goods in the United States based on the cost of living in Nicaragua. With God's love, our team members brought timely and direct help of food and basic necessities to those affected. We will now hear from Supreme Master Television's correspondent in Nicaragua about our association's relief assistance.
Y reportando desde Nicaragua para el Supreme Master Television, continuamos en el municipio de Puerto Cabezas. En cuanto la maestra supo de la emergencia aquí en Nicaragua tras el paso del huracán Félix, envió a miembros de nuestro equipo de ayuda para desastres junto con $20,000 para ayudar a los damnificados. Aquí tenemos a la alcaldesa Nancy Elizabeth Enríquez.
Bueno, en primer lugar, yo quiero agradecer a nombre de mi pueblo, del municipio y de toda la RAN a la Suprema Maestra Qinghai, que nos ha brindado todo su apoyo voluntariamente a nuestras comunidades que realmente fueron afectados y destruidos con este huracán Félix. Y yo le agradezco de corazón a nombre de mi pueblo.
Mi nombre es Exoy Patterson, como el docente de la comunidad de Coahuil. Yo lo que estoy preocupado más, dentro de este momento no tenemos dónde sacar la alimentación de la agricultura. No hay yuca, arroz, frijol, todo se inundó hasta este momento. Nosotros esperamos ayuda de fuera, afuera. Si nosotros, ustedes, si no ayudan nada, nosotros no vamos a estar aquí sin nada. Así que felicidades que ustedes les brindan.
Pues somos una comunidad indígena Miskito, esta es la comunidad de Tropín. Nosotros, bueno, estamos muy agradecidos dejarlos, sobre todo después de este huracán Félix, podemos sobrevivir y agradecemos de corazón a la Suprema, a la Master Ching Hai, que nos ha brindado apoyo. Le agradecemos de mucho corazón.
Yo como pastor bueno aquí en la comunidad de Santa Marta, yo soy el pastor de la Asamblea de Dios. Yo le doy gracias al Señor por la bendición que trajo por la maestra Ching Hai de Internacional Asociación. Viene una bendición tan grande, yo les doy gracias al Señor, doy gracias a la maestra Ching Hai.
May God's blessings bring a brighter future with full recovery to normalcy for all Nicaraguans. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Flying News. Iraq's foreign ministry affirms readiness of Iraqi security. Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshea Zebari, is optimistic that Iraq will be prepared to handle security as U.S. troops return home. He said that cooperative agreements will be needed to help stabilize security in the country. Countries such as the Czech Republic are already stepping forward. Czech Foreign Minister Karol Schwarzenberg stated, "The time has come to intensively work on the reconstruction of Iraq. The Czech Republic will play a significant role in it." Thank you, Czech Republic, and all others for your compassionate actions of support to Iraq. May the great Allah bless Iraq with security, peace, and stability for all her people.
Fly-in News. France, Arab League, and European Union discuss Arab-European cooperation. Representatives from the French government, the Arab League, and the European Union recently met in Tunisia to discuss the proposed Mediterranean Union. The meeting focused on environment, economic development, and dialogue between cultures in the Mediterranean region. Congratulations, all participants, on this broad-minded initiative. May your nations be blessed in cooperation to bring peace and benefit to all.
Flying News. Mongolia and Laos move towards closer cooperation. Mongolia and Laos have signed agreements of collaboration in culture, education, sports and science. The signing took place on the occasion of Laotian President Chomchali Sayesan's three-day visit to the Central Asian country, where he met with his Mongolian counterpart. Congratulations to Mongolia and Laos on your friendship and collaboration. May heaven bless both countries with prosperity and peace.
Fly-in News. The United Nations opens new session with determination to succeed. The 62nd session of the United Nations General Assembly opened on Tuesday. Sergeant Karim, President of the General Assembly, called on member nations to develop multilateral solutions to global challenges such as climate change and to forge lasting peace in Iraq, Afghanistan, Darfur, and the Middle East. God bless the United Nations General Assembly with the wisdom and fortitude to guide world affairs toward a state of enduring peace, friendship, and respect among all peoples.
Flying News. Zimbabwe plans for elections next year. On Tuesday, the Zimbabwean government and parliamentary members of the country's main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, adopted a bill opening the way to presidential and parliamentary elections next year. One senior member of the MDC group said, "This is our attempt to say, let's reach out to each other." Thank you to the MDC and the Zimbabwean government for working together for the benefit of the entire nation. May your beautiful country be blessed with a prosperous and peaceful future.
Fly
Hawaiian News. European Union donates $7.8 million to supply water to 50,000 families in rural Angola. The project will begin by supplying water to the districts of Sumbe and Porto Amboin in the coastal Kwanza Sul province as a first step toward rebuilding water infrastructure for the whole country. The EU Water and Sanitation Project will drill wells, rehabilitate old water systems, and install new tap water systems. God bless the European Union for helping Angola develop systems to deliver clean water to homes in Kwanza Sul and throughout the country. May Angola's future be peaceful, bright, and prosperous.
Flying News. Investment firm donates $100,000 in scholarships to students in Central Aulac or Vietnam. In a ceremony on Tuesday, the investment firm Indochina Capital gave $100,000 to the Quang Nam Provincial Study Incentive Association, which will distribute scholarships to thousands of needy students in Quang Nam Province. Thank you, Indochina Capital, for enabling underprivileged students of Central Aulac to further their education and fulfill their dreams. May God bless you and the people of Aulac with prosperity and happiness.
Hawaiian News. United Nations buys Afghan produce for food aid in Afghanistan. The United Nations World Food Program purchased 4,000 metric tons of Afghan wheat, donating it to needy families within the country. The purchase of the wheat placed $1.1 million into the country's economy. Thank you and God bless the United Nations World Food Program for its dedicated support of the Afghan people and all those around the world. May Allah bless Afghanistan with abundance and happiness.
Flying News. Venezuela's Better Distribution of Wealth Initiative improves lives and health. Since coming to office in 1998, President Hugo Chavez has ensured that the revenue from Venezuela's oil resources was used to finance social programs, such as subsidized food for the malnourished and free health care. As a result, poverty in Venezuela has decreased from 55.4% to 30%, and preventable diseases have decreased from 17% to 13.5%. Thank you and God bless President Hugo Chavez for your dedication to uplift the lives of those most in need.
Hawaiian News. Aulac or Vietnam wins 3 gold medals. Aulacese or Vietnamese athletes garnered 3 gold medals at the 2007 Asian Diving Championship in Hong Kong, a tournament held every 2 years. Zheng Bao Tu won the gold for both the 400-meter and 800-meter men's events. The other gold was won by Lei Min Jun for the men's single 100-meter. Congratulations to the Aulacese champion athletes on your wonderful achievement. Your families and country sure are very proud of you. May heaven bless you with health, happiness, and success.
Flying News. Katrine Camilleri wins prestigious UN Nansen Refugee Award. Maltese lawyer Katrine Camilleri has been named the recipient of the United Nations Nansen Refugee Award. Dr. Camilleri, who works with the Jesuit Refugee Service, has provided legal advice since 1997 for the refugees who come to Malta, often arriving in makeshift boats. Congratulations to Dr. Camilleri on this international recognition. A heartfelt thank you and God's blessings for your dedication and compassion on behalf of refugees.
In world news, Jordan sends medical aid to Palestine. The Jordanian Heshemite Charitable Organization has sent another convoy of medical aid to hospitals in Gaza Strip and the West Bank. The supplies include $353,000 worth of medical drugs and equipment. This is a continuation of the JHCO's numerous donations over the past 3 years. Thank you so much, Jordanian Hashemite Charitable Organization, for your devoted care of the Palestinian people. May Allah bless Jordan and Palestine with peace and friendship. Up next, China takes positive measures to clean up her waterways.
We'll take a God-contemplating walk around the garden. Be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcoming you back to Novelty News, positive news for a better world. Well, don't I have a perfect tip for you today? Pumpkins are so healthy and delicious. It contains important nutrients such as beta-carotenes, which has antioxidant properties and may help in preventing diseases. High levels of vitamin A are also present and play an important role in maintaining healthy vision, bone growth, and immune system. These super veggies also have healthy amount of potassium and fiber. Let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
Environmental news. China gets tougher on water pollution. As China makes efforts to clean its waterways, the government is working on an amendment to the Water Pollution Prevention and Control Law, making it a lot tougher on water polluters. Chinese legislators suggested tougher fines for companies exceeding pollution limits. Thank you, China, for your measures to protect the environment. May heaven bless your land with clean and healthy waterways.
In education news, literacy rate is on the rise for Afghan women. In central Kabul, Majan, a 40-year-old Afghan woman, supported by her neighbors, has found a way of learning and raising the literacy among women and girls. Majan, her two teenage daughters, and 20 other young women were attending class for 2 hours a day for a year at the small courtyard of her house. The government of Afghanistan, with UNESCO support, launched the Literacy and Nonformal Education Development Program in 2003. In addition, the first literacy textbook for women is being developed and supported by the Afghan Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Women's Affairs, United Nations Children's Fund, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and Save the Children U.S. Thank you, Afghanistan, and all the wonderful organizations dedicated to improving literacy among Afghan women. May the great Allah bless the Afghani people with peace and progress. Up next, Lunar Energy converts ocean currents into an 8-megawatt power project. We'll go out and enjoy some flowers and come right back. You are watching Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In humanitarian news, Reality Cares is a 100% volunteer organization that helps to raise awareness and funds for important causes, such as AIDS research and education, disaster relief, creative arts, and much more. The founder of Reality Cares is Todd Michael Krim, a lawyer with a master's degree in public health. Reality Cares was established with the support of the reality television industry to respond to some of the most critical issues facing the world today. Thank you and God bless Reality Cares and its many volunteers who generously give their time and expertise to benefit other people.
In energy news, the company Lunar Energy has plans to turn ocean currents into an 8-megawatt power project. Lunar Energy in Yorkshire, England is planning to use 23-meter-tall turbines that are based on the seafloor. They will be powered by energy from fast-moving tidal water. This will generate enough power for 5,000 homes, with the possibility of thousands more turbines being added in the future. Founder of Lunar Energy, William Law, believes that the power produced from tidal currents are more dependable than wind power and would be priced similarly when compared to fossil fuels. The company hopes to have a demonstration turbine ready for testing by 2008. It now has the task of finding the best location for its green-powered ventures. Thank you, Lunar Energy, for using Mother Nature's abundance to lead us into a new era of power generation. May your endeavors be blessed with great success.
Now, please enjoy, sweet viewers, a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Master's Degree.
There was a person who lived next to a university, and he saw many distinguished students go in and out all the time, and most of them wear spectacular glasses. He thought, oh, the glasses, you know, will make him able to understand. So he went in a spectacle shop and won a pair. So the person asked you, how many degrees? He said, I want master degree. And then the sailor don't really understand, but he thought probably, you know, the heaviest one. So he gave him the heaviest degree. Anyhow, so when he tried it on, he nearly collapsed because it should make you dizzy, you know. When nothing wrong with your eyes and you wear spectacles, it's very terrible. I said, what kind of glass is this? He said, well, you want master degree, don't you? So anyhow, after he tried on, he said, okay, give me a book. So when the sailor gave him a book, he read like this, upside down. And he keep turning on, cannot see it. So what kind of language is this? And the sailor said, it's English. He said, really? Okay. How can I cannot read it? So the sailor said, this way, sir. Okay. And she said, well, I still cannot read it. What kind of glass is this? He said, well, this is for reading books. Then he said, you must sell a wrong one because I couldn't read. So the sailor said, but could it be that you are illiterate, huh? You couldn't read book? Could it be? So the person said, if I am able to read book, then why do I need the glass?
And now for our viewer's heartline. This message is from our viewer Huda, written originally in French.
Bonsoir, je désire avoir plus d'informations pour pouvoir avoir accès à tous vos programmes. Merci d'avance, Huda.
Hello, Huda. Hope you're doing great. Supreme Master Television Programs are available via Astra 1 and Hotbird 6 in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For online access and more information about Supreme Master Television Programming, please visit suprememastertv.com. Thank you for writing, and may God's blessings be with you.
Do you have a heartline today? We appreciate hearing more good news stories from your part of the globe. So please send them to us at info@suprememastertv.com or to the address listed on your screen.
This concludes our segment of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you again soon. Peace and God's love be with you. Thank you.